Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone. Spirit guides. A little bit about angels. We'll get into angels a little bit next week, but spirit guides. So, does anybody ever feel just completely alone in life? It's interesting because people have sadness, they have loneliness, they feel all alone. They feel like they're walking this earth and they don't belong some places sometimes. But that's not really true. They just don't have an understanding that you are never allowed to come to earth alone. You're not allowed to be human. You're not allowed to be birthed. You're not allowed to leave spirit and come to earth alone. What happens before we get to earth, before we are with God and we're sitting like at a table, and we're talking with our guides, and we're talking with God, and we're saying, okay, I want to come down to earth and I want to be this person. These are the things I want to do. These are the people I want to know. This is going to be my mother. This is going to be my dad. This is going to be my grandma. This is the family I'm going to come into. This is the career I'm going to have. This is what I want to offer. This is what I want to give. This is the pain I'll go through. These are the learning things that I must learn. I really want to know this or that or the other thing, right? So we're there with God. And we choose guides, and they're there to guide us. Sometimes people call them guardian angels. That's not what we're speaking about today, though. We're speaking about your guides or guide. Sometimes we have one, sometimes we have more, depending on the person and what our needs are. Our guide is somebody that comes with us in a signed karmic contract before life. They're in spirit with us before life. And they're one of our greatest loves. They love us and we love them. They're our best friends. They are our guiding force, our guiding light, and they want nothing but the best for us. They're ones we can count on, ones that help us, ones that are there with us for every minute of every moment of every second, every thought, every feeling that we could possibly have while on earth. And they come with us at the end of earth too, at the end of our days, and we're with them when we're brought back home, after we pass away, after we die, and then they're there with us too, communicating the whole time, walking with us the whole time, being with us the whole time. Their role, okay, so understand this, their role is for your highest evolution. They're there to guide you. You sign a karmic contract of what you're going to do here. And if everybody thinks that they're a victim and life just throws me bad curves and I just don't know about this or that, it's not true. You signed it. You chose it. You chose the trials, the tribulations, the hardships, the bad things. Sometimes we go through really, really, really bad things. And our guides are there to be with us during that time. Sometimes to protect us, to say, no, you're not, don't go that way. That's going to be harmful for you. The other times they're there with us going through it when we're going through the hardest times of our entire being or our entire existence. And they're there with us to watch and to help us grow, because you chose those hardships. You chose those difficulties for your learning, not because you're being punished. Maybe you're punishing yourself, who knows, from other past lives or past indiscretions, and you want to punish yourself. But you have to understand that they're there with you. You're never alone. And they want your learning. They're there to guide you to your greatest purpose. So the soul is in charge. Our mind's not in charge. Our personality's not in charge. Our soul guides us to its greatness. And our guides understand the design of the soul. We can choose them from other lifetimes. They can continue to go with us into future lifetimes. But they know us. They understand us. And that's why you choose them. Being your best friend. And at the most difficult times of your life, you can look at them and go, wow, you're going through this with me, huh? They feel your pain. They're there to help you in your learning. They're there to keep you away from what you did not sign. And they're there to assist you on what you did. They're there not to make your life easier. That's not what their role is. Their job is to say, okay, this is what you chose. I will see to it that you shall do that. I will guide you into a place that if you are supposed to go through three divorces, three marriages and three divorces, all right, well, that's going to happen. Because you wrote it. You made the karmic contract. They agree because it's of your highest learning. They don't like to see you in pain. Quite the contrary. But they will stand by you at your greatest learning. So when you can accept the simple fact that you chose the difficulties in your life, those super, super, super hard things, it was for your growth. It was for your learning. It was for your soul's awareness of saying, I harmed somebody, so this person's going to harm me, so that's even karmic contract. Or I need to understand humility. I need to understand what sacrifice means. My soul wants to know what it means to sacrifice. My soul wants to know what it means to be so pathetic and miserable and or addicted or abused so that we have understanding. So we learn. And the darker the things that we go through, the difficult situations that we create in our life, guess what? Then we don't do that to other people. We learn what that harmful way means. And when we learn love and compassion within ourselves, because we have endured so much pain and suffering, then we know we are never going to harm another. We've done it. We've taken on all of this stuff so that we never harm another. The only thing that we have is joy and happiness and non-judgment to other people. It also brings us compassion. When somebody else is suffering or going through something difficult, instead of us judging that, we can say, oh, I understand how you feel. I've been through that myself. Sometimes we choose these hardships so that we can say, let me help you out of this. Let me help you. I can show you a way that I got myself out of a situation like that. And your guides or guide will be there with your assistance, assisting you. They're your best friends, okay? They'll go through everything with you because you are never, ever, ever alone. They know your thoughts, your emotions, your karmic contract, your being, your wants, your desires, your dreams. They're right there. They're your best friends. One of the things that I teach people, one is how to recognize your guide. How to be able to find who they are, how to see them, how to communicate with them effectively, not just communicating to them, but effectively. So one of the ways to do that is if you just shut your eyes, sit there and just shut your eyes, and there's somebody standing right behind you to the left, and they place their hand on your shoulder. And look at that with your eyes shut still and say, okay, are you a female or a male? Or just feel the presence. Is that a female or a male? And an image will come into your mind or a feeling will come into your body that says, oh, that's a female. Wow.
And then you can ask more questions. Okay, so what is your name? And you'll hear a name. And sometimes it can be a little clunky. I'm not saying that it's always exact right at first. But if you're hearing it a little bit clunky, ask them to clarify that for you. Not questioning whether you heard it, but saying, I can feel that you're a female. Thank you for being here with me. And I think I heard your name, but it sounded kind of different, and I can't get it clear. Can you re-say that so that I can call you exactly what I need to call you? Because I need to identify you. Then you can ask, well, how do I know you? How do I know you from? And it could be a past life. I'm just going to say this out loud to everybody. It's not somebody that you know in this lifetime that has passed away. That is not your guide or guides. It's not. This person has been with you before you got here, will stay with you through this lifetime until after you die. It's not somebody that has passed away. So you ask that person, how do I know you? Okay. And you'll be told very clearly how you know them. Sometimes it will feel like you're making something up, but it's not. I guarantee you it's not, because they want to communicate with you. They want you to communicate with them, because again, they're your best friends. They are. So then you can imagine or project or think or allow yourself to just go back in a space and time of that female. What is she wearing? What are her clothes? What does she look like? Ask for her guidance on why it is that she's here, why she chose you, why you chose her. Get to know her. Have a relationship. Talk to them all day long. I talk to my guides all day long. Yes, I'm a clairvoyant, and yes, they're here to give me information upon you all out there. But it's so powerful to be able to meet our guide or guides. There can be many. And once we have that opening or that starting of the relationship, okay, hey, I got Kathy, she's my guide. And she comes in a blue dress, and she's here for my happiness. Okay. Then anytime you're saying, Kathy, I love your blue dress. Can you just make me happy again? Yes, I will be there for your happiness. They show you in many ways. Sometimes our guides can move objects in our home, okay? You're curling your hair, you're standing there looking in the mirror, you put your comb down, and you look up and your comb's gone. Sometimes they move things. So you're not losing your mind. You're like, what the heck? What happened to my comb? Okay? They do that so that you pay attention that they're there, okay? So sometimes things disappear. Sometimes music will keep coming on the radio, the same song over and over and over again. They're not trying to show you a sign. They're trying to give you information that's how they're showing you that they're there. They're with you. Okay. Sometimes your guides, like little kids, a lot of times little kids can't sleep well at night, and children can't sleep well if they're gifted children. And it's because their guides are sitting there talking to them. I used to tell my family, my mom and dad, I'm like, those four people sitting in my closet won't stop talking and I can't sleep. And so, of course, my mom looks in the closet and my dad looks in the closet. They're like, honey, nobody's there. I'm like, but they talk to me all night long and they don't be quiet and I can't sleep. So if you have your guides and your guides are talking to you all the time, or if a child is there, And your child can't sleep, or your child just keeps talking to this imaginary friend, or babies that are in the crib, and they're laughing and they're playing, they're looking up, and there's no one there, but they're giggling to themselves. A lot of the times, sometimes it's angels, but most of the time it's your guides. It's the people that are protecting the children. They're there with them. They have communication with them all the time. Allow your guide to communicate with you. Communicate with them. Ask them questions. Listen to what they have to say. And if you can't hear them, say, you know what? I can't hear you yet. I'm trying to feel you. I'm trying to understand you. But can you give me a message so that I can hear you clearly? So sometimes it's about understanding how they're communicating with you and how you communicate with them. But once you open that up, once you start seeing Katie in the blue dress, and she's a female, and she wants to be with you, and she wants you to be happy, she'll start showing up more and more and more. Sometimes, when we're a little bit more advanced, you'll see them. I can see mine. Sometimes, people that come into my home or that are around me, they can see them too. And they might not have psychic ability. One of my really good friends, it was years ago, I used to tell her about my main guide. And she always kind of got a little scared about it. She's like, whatever, Sid, you know, because she's just my friend. She's like, I know you got this psychic thing going on, but I'm just your friend. And one day her husband's laying out on my couch, and she and I are doing dishes. You know, we had dinner and we're doing dishes, and I see my main guide walk in the kitchen, and she turns around from the sink, from the counter, and she like looked and she kind of gasped, and she turned her head and she started doing the dishes really quick. And I said, oh, you saw him. And she's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, oh no, he was right there. And I described to her what he looked like, what he was wearing at the time. She's like, no, No, I didn't see anything. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I thought, well, maybe she didn't see him. Maybe she just felt his presence. So it was the next day, she calls me up. I love her. She's one of my dearest friends. She goes, I lied to you. I go, about what? Because I was thinking maybe it was something really big, right? I'm like, well, about what? What did you lie to me about? She's like, that guy. I go, what guy? Because I'm trying to think, you know, being girlfriends, what guy? She goes, that guy. And I said, okay, what guy? What are you talking about? And what happened? She says, that guy that was in your house. I said, okay, that guy that was in my house. She goes, no, that guy yesterday. And I told you I didn't see him, but I saw him. I saw him plain as day. I thought maybe it was my husband. But when I looked, he was standing there and it wasn't my husband. And I started laughing. I'm like, oh, so you did see him. She goes, yeah. I go, okay. And she goes, well, I just needed to tell you that I lied to you. And I said, well, that's because you're, you know, one of my best friends. And she goes, that really scared me. And I said, why? Was he scary? And she's like, no. I go, okay. I said, so if you saw him now, more times you come over to my house, you're going to continue to see him because he knows that you can see him now. She goes, I don't want to see him again. I said, why? He's very kind. He's very gentle. She goes, I don't know, but I'll work on that. So sometimes it's just so foreign from us and to us, and we see something out the corner of our eye sometimes. And you just kind of shake your head like, did I really see that? But you can get an impression. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a spirit, somebody that died. Because we talk about that sometime too. But our guides are always present with us. Yes, they watch you shower. Yes, they watch you make love. Yes, they don't care. Yes, they watch you fall on your face. Yes, they laugh at you. They're like, wow, Sid, that was crazy. I'm like, I know. Okay. So they understand you. They get you. They guide you. Have a wonderful relationship with them. Have the best relationship you could ever have with them. Understand them. Talk to them. Why are you here? How are you helping me? Because I need your help. Obviously, I wouldn't have picked you. Okay? Have that relationship. I talk to mine all day long. And one of the things too, just so that you guys can have an understanding, once you get more and more and more involved with them, I have rules with mine. Don't touch me. Don't scare me. Don't look at me all night long because you're freaking me out. I want you to leave me be. Okay. Don't frighten me. Don't grab me or touch me in the middle of like walking down the street because I'm going to be like, who's touching me? And it's not to scare you. It's just to say that we have some rules. I tell mine, okay, when I go to bed, unless it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, you can wake me up no matter what. Please do. Please wake me up however you need to wake me up. But I've talked to you all day long. You have had many, many, many hours of the day to speak on their behalf, on somebody else's behalf, or on my behalf. And at the end of the night, when I'm tired and exhausted, and I don't want to hear anything more from spirit, I tell them, okay, shh, protect my home, protect my family, protect me, but I need to sleep now. So sometimes when we're working with our guides with children, or our guides are so excited because you're finally listening to them, that, oh my God, they're just going to talk and they're going to go, hey, and do you remember this when you were three, and all of these other things. So when you get as advanced and you've been around them for such a long period of time, okay, then you can make some rules that go with them. Okay, don't pull my hair. Yes. So I'll have to tell you a couple of funny stories so that you guys can have some fun with your guides too, because it's fun. So I have one that he used to take things. Like I said, you know, the comb. I gave you the example of the comb. I'm doing my hair. I set the comb down and the comb's gone. I'm like, really? Can I have my comb back? Because my hair is really important. So I had an office and all kinds of beautiful decorations, you know, in this office, right? And he decided that he wasn't having quite enough attention from me. And he had mentioned it a couple times. He's like, well, I just need to talk to you more. I'm like, okay, but I'm busy and I'm working. So he started taking things, not to be malicious, but so it was a client of mine. And all of a sudden her keys are gone and she's ready to leave and her keys are gone. But she had put them on the table next to us. Okay. Again, this isn't to scare you. So I looked at him and I'm like, okay, bring her back her keys. Like, you need to give her back her keys because she needs to go. But if it's important and if she's going to, you know, get in a car accident, fine, you can take her keys. So sure enough, I get up, I'm walking around the office and the keys happen to be at the front desk, which were not there to begin with. Okay, so he gave her back the keys. He's taken my keys before. I found them in the refrigerator. I found them in the laundry room. I found them all kinds of different places because he wants his attention. Almost like a child does when you're talking. So I said, okay, this is the deal. You can't take people's keys unless it's an emergency, like they're gonna, like something's going to go wrong. They're gonna get in a car and get an accident. You can't take their wallets because they need their money. You can't take their shoes because they want to walk outside, different things. So you can't take other people's belongings, but this is what you can do. You can touch and rearrange any of my decorations to let me know that you're there. And I will pay attention to you because of that. Just because I'm busy, I want to give you something that you can do. You can bug me in that way so that I know that you need this attention, right? So I get this nod from him and that's all I get. I don't get his conversation at all. Nothing. Just one nod. Like, okay, apparently that's an agreement here. I come in to my office the next day and I have this water fountain that is at my front door and it's got green rocks, these beautiful green pebbles, okay? And the water fountain is not bubbling and I always leave it on. And each one of those green rocks was in a single file from my front door all the way to my personal office door. It was in a single file, like a little path. I busted out laughing. I'm like, that's funny. That's really funny. Look at you. That is funny. And he's like, yep. That's all I hear. I'm like, okay, I'll pay attention to you every time I walk in the front door then. And he's like, thank you. Just pick me first. I'm like, I'll pick you first. Okay. So there's different ways of communicating with them. He's also the guy that I call the chair dude. So there will be chairs that are placed in different positions in my home or my office. Like obvious positions of the chair being different places, like on my countertop or on my laundry, or, you know, my washer or dryer, or in the middle of the hall upside down. Like the chairs will be moved. My son even calls him the chair dude. He's like, I'm like, what are you doing? Let's get going. He goes, well, I'm talking to the chair dude. I said, okay, why are you talking to the chair dude? He's like, because he doesn't like that you leave your doors unlocked. You have to lock your doors. I'm like, okay, I'll lock my doors. We're just going to the grocery store. No, Mommy, you need to lock your doors because the chair dude doesn't like it. So again, these different communications, these different ways of lightening you up or playing with you or showing you that they're there, okay? Have conversations with them. Invite them into your life because they're going to be some of your best friends. They're going to guide you and help you grow. You can just feel their love, their presence, their wholeness, their divineness. their commitment, their loyalties, have relationships that you didn't even know you could have. That's just first part of guides. Blessings to you all. Have an amazing day. Hope you're learning a bunch, and we'll talk to you soon.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money, effortless and easy, everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.